The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Spray is poured by Pelican Brewing. Celebrate the season with a Northwest tradition. Add Santa Cascadian Dark Ale. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
You better watch out because Bad Santa's coming to town. Today's Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Celebrate the season with Bad Santa Cascadian Dark Ale.
Ho, ho, ho.
Here we are yesterday, all locked into conference championship weekend. Oregon's playing against Penn State tomorrow night. Big Ten title. Georgia-Texas rematch. Dabo could find his way into the playoff.
Mountain West won tonight.
Mountain West,
about.
The winner's going to the... All of this is happening. We're all glued to this in college football. And then out of nowhere, you hear the glass break like it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's like, is that Bill Belichick's music? I think I hear Bill Belichick's music. He reportedly interviewed with the Carolina Tar Heels. And let's go to Carolina now. Heel Illustrated, Andrew Jones. Andrew, good morning to you. How surprised were you with this news? Like, how are people reacting out there in Tar Heel country that Bill Belichick interviewed for the job?
Well, I found out that there were, on Sunday, that there were four members of the Board of Trustees that were pushing for him. And the irony, guys, is that three of them wanted Mac out because he was too old, the game had passed him by, and the changing landscape. And then all of a sudden there's this shiny toy called Bill Belichick. They think, why the hell not? So Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director at North Carolina, is not going about this solo as he's done in the past. It's such a big hire. It's such an important time for North Carolina football, for all college football. And there's a new chancellor, and they wanted more people to be involved. Well, that's the kind of input he's getting from some of the people that are involved. I think the interview, and I was told Monday that there probably would be some kind of Zoom interview with him, A, to appease those members of the Board of Trustees, because they're also big donors, and B, why not just see what he has to say? And see if maybe they can glean something from him. What's happened now, and there's sort of a double-edged sword on this, is they've gotten a ton of publicity that someone inside the athletic department told me yesterday, you can't buy that publicity. But it's sort of a double-edged there. Part of it's positive because they're talking about North Carolina football across the nation. Mm-hmm. The negative is people are like, what the hell's going on here? Because they have legitimately quality candidates that they're also talking to, like John Sumrall from Tulane and Matt Campbell, whom I really like, from Iowa State. They're both at the top of the list right now. And then there's Bill Belichick. And it's a head-scratcher. I actually floated the name out there Monday on our message boards to see what people thought, and they thought it was comical. And now that there's a lot of publicity, some are saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, college football's changing. Maybe it could work with this guy. So I think people are. I think there's a healthy handful of people that are desperate to get good in football here. Yeah.
I think this is a tough thing to balance with an opinion because North Carolina. We've heard this the last couple of weeks when we kind of got wind that Mac might be out. We always heard out west, Andrew, that Arizona State was a sleeping giant. It's been our whole life we've been hearing this, and they've never been good largely. And now Kenny Dillingham's there. It's his dream school. Big 12 championship year two. Okay, maybe that was right. We've heard that same stuff echoed about North Carolina, that that's a really desirable job. The ACC kind of sucks. It's there for the taking. Those candidates you name are great candidates. But also, this is Bill Belichick. Like, he's debatably the GOAT of football in general. So, like, I don't know how you square what's best for the program, because you're right, you go from old to old, so that doesn't change much. But is it better to build with Belichick? Could Belichick recruit? I don't know how to square any of this and what the right decision for a program like that is.
I think it's okay to talk to him because of who he is. And we're at a time now where, for a while there, we had, a 78-year-old and an 81-year-old running for president. So if you can be president, and one guy won, the younger one, who ended up being the older one. So if you can be president, then why can't you coach college football? And I thought it was interesting. Adam Gorney, who's in our network at Rivals.com, wrote a piece yesterday kind of using the Deion model that, hey, Deion recruits like crazy and he doesn't leave campus. Belichick's not going to go into some 16-year-old's home. He's not going to walk the halls of a high school in Oxford, North Carolina, shaking hands and handing out T-shirts or anything like that. You're going to have to go to him. But the thing about it is, the last time that he won a Super Bowl, how old were the kids he's going to recruit? Their parents may be gaga over him, but that doesn't mean that the kids are going to be. And then you have all the NIL stuff that comes into play, which I do think that he would. They're increasing NIL there anyway, and they're going to be fully funded with revenue sharing, so they're not going to be in too bad a shape there. I just think that the old photos that these kids put on Twitter when they visit, with the coach, with the family, and he's pointing at the kid. I don't see Belichick doing any of that stuff. I see him going through about 6 months of that and saying, nah, this is absurd. I'm walking away. And then they're stuck in like June or July and having to promote someone from within. So yeah. I think it would be silly to do. I think it's an interesting conversation. But from my sources, I don't believe it's serious. I don't believe he's a candidate. But just having him involved, Bubba Cunningham could turn around and say, hey, look, we chose Matt Campbell over Bill Belichick and try to sell him a little bit more if they think that they even need to do that. So I think it's an interesting story. I think it's a massive speed bump, and I think they're on the other side of it now.
Well, Dirt, I think the other part of that, too, that Andrew probably already knows is if they hired him, I think we all know he's stealing his kid from UW to be his D coordinator.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't he?
Yeah, bring his kid to be the.
That was Washington. Well, that was one of the strengths.
Well, and you mentioned, Andrew, that he maybe not wanted to do the social media stuff with the recruits, and you might be right there. But did you see him on Halloween where he was reeling in his mermaid girlfriend on Instagram? So maybe he's into the social media stuff.
Coeds, watch out.
Well, that's the other storyline, All that he goes to a college campus and look at all the potential talent that he has right there on campus. So. That's been one of the jokes people are floating.
Yeah, who's he really recruiting there, Andrew? Huh? The players or the ladies?
Well, they score higher, I think, with the co-eds than they do on the football field. So there's no doubt about that.
That is so true. Oh, I love
that. Hey, so I'm told, right? I'm married, but I still, Anyway, I don't want to go there.
It's a word on the street, at least.
The thing about his son, I guess if you want to try to connect some dots that make a little bit of sense, you bring his son, and maybe he's the coach in waiting, but I don't know. I think that they can do a lot better than that. I honestly think that they have a very legitimate chance to get Matt Campbell. I think that would be a great hire. And Summerall's an up-and-coming guy who's won big time wherever he's been, and he would be a very good hire too, but I do think there's a concern he'd be a job hopper.
Yeah.
Campbell, I can see Campbell coming in at 44 and laying down some roots and staying there for a while and maybe waking up that sleeping giant, because I've joked for years, I've covered North Carolina for a long time, and I've joked for a long time that they've been on snooze. Yeah. And so that sleeping giant's not waking up. He hears something, hits the snooze, and goes back to sleep. And you're kind of right. Arizona State's like that as well. So I don't think Bill Belichick's the guy to wake that up. I mean, it wasn't like he was dominant after Tom Brady left, which is another point some people are making. So it's a lot of fun. It made this week a little bit interesting, but I do think that by Sunday they'll probably announce a new hire, and I believe that coach is coaching this weekend.
Interesting. So last one for you, Andrew. We'll get you out on this. You mentioned those two names, Campbell and Summerall, who will both be very good hires for them and have had a lot of successes. I'm just curious, one, is there any other name on the outside that outside of those two that's maybe getting a little bit of murmur or buzz that they're potentially looking at? And then on the snooze button thing, that is so funny because I have looked at North Carolina from all the way out in Oregon and viewed them that way of like, man, the brand, how many colleges have better brand recognition than North Carolina because of Jordan and the baby blue,
the uniforms,
everything that goes with it, like fertile recruiting ground too, right? Like there's really good high school football in North Carolina. So I guess first part, any other names to keep an eye on? And then second, what is the miss? Like, why have they been snoozing so much?
I think they've been snoozing so much because there haven't been great cultures. Yeah. I've kind of surmised that some of the kids that are four stars that want to go there because they think they can get on the field a lot quicker instead of going to a Clemson or a Georgia where it might take a little longer. So they might not be kids that want to battle as much. And therefore, that's kind of explains why North Carolina can have nothing but four stars on defense and suck. Because they're just not that tough sometimes. That's been the biggest issue. Mack Brown cracked that in the 90s. His last two teams at Carolina had arguably the best defense in college football. Had he stayed, I don't think that narrative would be there now. They were waking up. Finally, the Giant was waking up. But he met with the athletic director in late 1997 at a hotel in Atlanta. And the athletic director told him, the football coach will never make more than the basketball coach in North Carolina. Mack said, adios.
Yeah.
Now, that changes now because Mack makes more than Hubert Davis, and he made more than Roy Williams when Roy Williams had his last couple of years. So I think that that's changed, but that was the opportunity. Not every program has the opportunity to get the right guy. And the right guy that can be a lifer there. It doesn't happen very often. They had that guy and they let him go. He came back to try to resuscitate. He did some good things, but in the end, at 73 now, it's starting to slip away.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have Sam Howard, Drake May throwing the ball around, so you saw really what kind of program he has, and they have to make a change, which makes the Belichick stuff kind of silly because why would you even try that? Go ahead and get somebody that's young and has done this before. Matt Campbell's been a head coach for 13 years, and he's 44 years old.
Yeah.
He's exactly the guy you probably would have wanted to hire 12, 13 years ago, if you could. Now you have a chance to do it, and he's got a lot under his belt. And if he can win at Ames, Iowa, he can win at Chapel Hill, because you're right. The talent is in this area, in this region, is outstanding. Atlanta's 6 hours away. Washington, D.C. metro area is 4 hours away north. Within that range, you can win national championships every year with that talent. I mean, Clemson and Georgia have done it.
Yeah.
You could probably win a national championship just with Charlotte area and Atlanta area talent.
Unbelievable.
Dirk, could you imagine Belichick, who creeped out of a Boston area apartment on a creaky deck on a ring cam, sneaking out of a dorm?
Out of a sorority house. Hey, there goes Bill, man. I think I saw him on the ring camera. Well, our boss is a big dookie, so I'm sure he's driving in just with his blood boiling right now. So it's always fun to revisit that rivalry. Andrew Jones, Heel Illustrated, covering the Tar Heels. Man, that was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for the insight. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate having me on, guys.
There you go. Andrew Jones. Great stuff from Tar Heel country.
Hall of Fame hit right there.
That was,
get him in, too.
Dude, that was great. That was really good. He was fun.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No.
And that's what's funny about, like, all that, you know, Belichick to go, give him another chance. I saw a take yesterday from Costas. You'd be an idiot not to hire Bill Belichick. I'm like, would you?
Yeah.
We got to be honest about this stuff, man. All-time legendary coach, the GOAT to many. I totally get it.
The college game is so much different, man.
But are we going to just memory hole what it was the last two years? I mean, those were like, hope we can win 11-8 this weekend.
Well, and like he used the line, the only thing I disagree with a little bit there, and Andrew, like Deion is recruiting fine, and he's mostly portaling his team at Colorado. I like the
comp. Got a little better this year, but yeah.
I mean, they're the 37th ranked recruiting class in the country. They're behind Syracuse and Kansas State.
No, I know.
Duke has a better recruiting class
than
Colorado.
At one point, they were in the 50s this year.
I'm not saying it's not better than where it was. Yeah. Like, I'm not, like, you know, in their past regime, they couldn't recruit to save their lives. But this idea that he's, like, killing it and bringing all these guys in because he's Deion, he's going to portal a ton of guys in, and he signed a couple of big recruits. But they're right there with Iowa and Utah.
Deion also coached high school Jackson State. Like, he kind of built his groundwork, and he knew how to coach those level of guys.
Yeah.
Belichick only knows the professional way, and I don't know if that works.
God, it'd be funny, though, wouldn't it? Man, that would be entertaining if he came back and coached college football. The Daily Ticker is always brought to you by our good friends at Pelican Brewing Company. This year, give Santa what he wants. Forget the milk, pair his cookies with the Northwest's favorite festive beer, Bad Santa Cascadian Dark
ho,
Ale.
Ho.